Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Carl Perkins bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. John Harrison is not from the Wayback Machine. He's just a kid. He's still just a kid. Reverend John Harrison, CFP, is with us, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Making Mammon Serve You. AspireFA.com, if I remember correctly.
That's right.
AspireFA. .com. And they can find you and your book there and all the things that you do and what you do for your clients. And you're based out of Boston, but you work with clients anywhere, don't you?
All over the country. And anybody who wants to continue the conversation can go to the website and start talking to me there, and be happy to continue.
Take advantage of that, folks. John's the best. Okay, John, you told us a story in the last segment about this client that procrastinated and put off any kind of estate planning until it was too late. She died and owned the company, even though she had a partner. How could you have a partner that didn't own any of the business? I still didn't figure that out, John. But basically just left the company in the lurch, longtime employees, customers abandoning ship. So let's talk now about if she called you, let's do a reset. And let's say she called you up a year ago and said, okay, John, bring me all the documents that I need to get this fixed so that if I'm dead in a year, things will keep going. What documents would you bring her?
She'd need to have a will, and I wouldn't bring it because I'm not an attorney, but right. I would suggest she meet with her attorney.
Right.
She needs to have her a
but
will.
You would advise her about the will, though, because you're her financial planner. She wants you to help her with that.
Absolutely. And she needs to have, business succession documents.
What would that look like?
Basically, is the buy-sell agreement that says when I exit the business, either through retirement or through death, here's how the transfer of the business will happen, and here's how it's funded.
So you would say the business is going to be valued at a certain amount, or something like that, or
at least arrive at a formula at which the business would be
something,
valued. So you don't have to pick
it
a
needs
number.
To be some kind of it needs to be some kind of math done on that, right? And that's where you could come in. That's where a CPA could come in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then the other piece of it, really for everybody, is that the business documents also need to flow through to your personal side. You need to have your own personal financial plan. And your own, the budgeting we talked about for businesses needs to carry through to your own personal life so that there's organization on both sides, you as an individual and you as the owner of a company.
Right. So we got the will, we got the succession plan, which this woman had no children apparently, no spouse. That's not that exactly unusual, but most people have some kind of closer heirs, and if they have a partner in the business, usually the partner owns some part of the business, typically. So this was a little bit of an unusual situation, but the succession agreement explains what your wishes are once you're gone, and then the buy-sell agreement is the document that really doesn't work unless it has a funding mechanism to it, like an insurance policy.
Exactly. Something has to trigger the buyer to have the cash to execute the transaction.
And so if your partners, if you and I are partners in a business, John, we're 50-50, and you and I determine that if any one of us dies, that the other company, the other partner should, my family, if I die first, should get $1 million for my part of the business, then we take a $1 million life insurance policy on us. What is it? Survivorship? What they call it? First to die or something like that? You can buy those, right?
The survivorship policies are an estate planning tool that married people use, and it pays at the second death.
Right.
But basically, for business partners to buy each other out, you buy individual policies, either what's called a cross-purchase agreement or an entity buyout.
Right.
If we're about the same age, it's probably easiest and cheapest to buy a cross-purchase. And I buy a policy on you and you buy one on
me. And you just buy a term policy, and when one dies, it funds out, and that money's given to the family, and the stock goes to the surviving partner.
Exactly. And you can put wrinkles in it, for instance, if there's a big age difference, because, I'm still young and in my 20s, and you got a few decades on me, then we might use what's called an entity purchase, where the business itself owns the policies, and the transfer works that way, because the cost of the policy for me on you would be very much higher than the cost of the policy for
you on me. So, folks, get the paperwork done. Call somebody like John to help them get you started with this. Don't procrastinate. I'm speaking to myself a little here, too, John, in some cases. John Harrison, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Look forward to it.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.